Turning the calendar pages back 45 years to check in with a country music legend. I'm Randy on the radio, and this is the 1021. It was 1979. Lots of stuff going on in the movie theaters, and television had given us, in January of 79, television had given us a look at a couple of good old boys on the Dukes of Hazzard. Later that year, there came an album, a little album, called Good Old Boys, and it's celebrating 45 years, and I am privileged to talk to one of those good old boys. Welcome to the show, Meridian's own Mo Bandy.
Yeah, how you doing, Randy? Good talking with you.
Hey, this is great having you on here with us. So let's dive right in there. How did the guy who did Bandy the Rodeo Clown end up with the guy who did Roll On Big Mama to do this album?
Well, we were doing a tour of Europe. We was on the big Mervyn Kahn shows that they had over there, and they'd have like 20 or 30 acts on the show. And Joe was on there, and we had dinner one day, and Joe and I was talking about, he said, "Mo and Joe, that sounds like Waylon and Willie." I said, "Yeah." So he said, "Well, we'll record something." And so a few days later, his piano player was sitting with us, and he said, "I wrote that song." And we said, "What song?" He said, "Y'all record." He wrote Good Old Boys, and we recorded it. We were on the same label. We took it to the record company, and they just went crazy about it. And for the rest of history.
Well, I've been kicked out of my near every bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife. But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. Well, I beat my brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bets.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June. Bought me an outboard Evan Rude.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
It was a little bit of a departure for both of you, wasn't it? This entire concept of this album.
It was, and it gave us a chance to kind of stretch and do a little different type of music for both of us. And that's one of the reasons it works so good.
And it developed into a partnership that is well-beloved in the annals of country music these days.
Yeah, Joe and I, of course, we've been friends for many years, and we still do a few shows together. We go out, do an anniversary tour, and we'll do a few shows and then come back and do individual shows. But we still do it. We still have a lot of fun with it.
Did you have any idea that this quick little song, Good Old Boys, was going to have the impact that it did?
You know, I don't think any of us did. We cut it, and we knew it was a fun song, and then we did the video. We won Video of the Year, not on that one, but another one. But anyway, we did a video on it, and we did cut the song, and it just kept going up in the charts. And then next thing you know, it's number one for several weeks. And we did a tour. We started on the East Coast, went all the way to the West Coast. And, boy, we found out there's some good old boys and good old girls out there.
Yeah, they're not limited to the South, I can guarantee you.
Right, right.
So that led to the whole album.
That did. And we cut the album, and it was just a very successful album, and we did all kind of stuff with that. We traveled everywhere, did a lot of TV and radio, of course, and it was just a big thing for us.
I can remember listening to Holding the Bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the later album, Hey Mo, Hey Joe, or was it Hey Joe, Hey Mo?
Yes.
One or the other there. And that had the great songs on there. It's feel-good country music. I can just put it that way. Feel-good country music.
Yeah, and you know, what do they call it now, bro country or something, when these guys get together and do that.
Yeah, y'all pioneered it. Come on.
Yeah, and Joe and I started doing that a long time. And we talked about going out and partying and having a big time. And, you know, it was a happy songs, you know, most of them, and people just caught on to it, luckily.
And sometimes that's exactly what you need. And considering what was going on in the world at the time this album came out, I think everybody was looking for some laughs.
Yeah, and a chance to go out and have fun and kid each other and joke with each other and do all that, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, it was the timing is so important on everything, and the timing was just right, just perfect.
Now, I'm shifting gears just a little bit, and we talked about this a little bit before we started recording here. You are from the birthplace of America's music, which is Mississippi, and from Meridian, and did I see somewhere that your family had a connection to the father of country music, Jimmy Rogers?
Yes, I was born in Meridian, Mississippi, and I've got aunts and uncles and cousins and everything, all of them. And my grandfather worked on the railroad with Jimmy Rogers at the same time. They weren't friends or nothing, but they were there at the same time. And at the railroad station there in Meridian, they put a plaque up, and it talks about how my grandfather worked there and that I was, you know, in the music business. So it's a real nice plaque, and I'm so proud of that.
Now, let's talk about some of the awards that Mo Bandy has received, because I know you're not one to toot your own horn, but I'm reading here about the Mo Bandy Icon Award, and you are the first recipient.
I was honored to get that from the Texas Music Association, and I was so honored, and they named the award after me. It's the Mo Bandy Award now, and I have been so blessed with awards and plaques and things that throughout the years, and I think sometimes the longer you're in the business, the more you get the opportunity for that. So I'm very blessed and honored to get that.
Now, you're well known for duets of with a lot of people other than Joe Stampley. What are some of your favorites? I know it's hard to say what your favorites are, but what are some of your favorite duets outside of your partnership with Joe Stampley?
Well, it's also the 45th anniversary of Cheating Situation.
He knew I was leading to that.
That wasn't actually a duet, but Janie was so great to come in and sing with me on that.
It's a cheating situation. invitation, a stealing invitation, to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheap imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. There's no use pretending there'll be a happy ending where our love's concerned. Sweetheart, we both know we'll take love where we find it, love and try to hide it. It's all we got, for we know they're not gonna let us go. It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation, to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. It's a cheating situation when there's no love at home.
I had those songs of Becky Hobbs, who was a great singer. She and I had several songs out. A gal named Judy Bailey, we had one called Following the Feeling. Becky Hobbs and I had Let's Get Over Them Together. And so we had, I had some great duet partners, and those songs are still around.
And one of your favorite tunes that, and this just popped in my head while we were talking here, and I guess I'm getting a little scattered here because, you know, I enjoy Mo Bandy music. One of my favorites, definitely Many Mansions.
That's a special song to me. I cut that, and it just has such a great message to it. And it's, we had a lot of airplay on country and gospel stations with that, Many Mansions. We sure did.
Hope is a thing with feathers that perches on the soul, said the homeless young man standing there strong against the cold. I reached into my pocket, said a penny for your poetry, but when I handed him the dollar bill, he was shaking his head at me. Then he said these words to me: in my Father's house are many mansions, though tonight some make their beds along the street, where I see lies still by winter's bitter chill. In my Father's house there's a mansion for me. Sleep is a silent pleasure behind doors with deadbolt locks, but it's a concrete nightmare chance you take on the streets in a cardboard box. But I know about the eye of the needle
what will come to pass when the least of us shall be first, and the first now shall be last. Who's homeless now, I ask? In my Father's house are many mansions, though tonight some make their beds along the street, where I've seen life still by winter's bitter chill. In my Father's house there's a mansion for me. In my Father's house are many mansions, though tonight some make their beds along the street, where I've seen life still by winter's bitter chill. In my Father's house there's a mansion for me.
I remember spinning it myself. One of my favorites. I think I wore out a couple of 45s on that one.
Oh, that's great.
I may have to explain 45s to some of the people listening a little bit later.
Yeah, really.
On.
We've got to explain that now. That's 45.
Oh, absolutely. And if I use the word Q-burn, they're never going to understand.
Right.
You're involved. Speaking of classic country music figures, you're involved with an upcoming show with T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang, the Country for a Cause concert, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's coming up June the 5th, I think it is. And that's a very special show. It's Country for a Cause, 3rd and Lindsay in Nashville, Tennessee. It's where we're going to do it. And it's got all these great entertainers, and it's for a very special children's hospital that takes care of children, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Oh, I'm sure if anybody is interested in tickets, they can probably find those online.
Yes, and 3rd and Lindsay, if you can look up their website, they have the tickets where you can get them.
All right, and we'll get that ticket link, and we'll post that a little bit later on as well.
All right. Right.
All right, so what's the future hold? I know you've slowed down a little bit maybe, but not a whole lot. What's the future holding for Mo Bandy?
Well, I'm still traveling, still doing dates. I got quite a few dates on the books right now. And just having fun, singing my songs, and thank goodness they're still popular. We've been filling places up with people, and the fans have been so great. They brought their kids and their grandkids along with them and with my music. And so we're just still having fun.
And I'm sure they can check out your current album. Is it Thank You, Lord? Is that the current album?
Yes. I did the gospel album. The Isaac sang with me on there and the Oak Ridge Boys. And it's called Thank You, Lord. And I'm very proud of that one.
Just pulling it up here. Ooh, that track listing is amazing. That you definitely y'all need to check this one out. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been very special to me.
All right, well, this has been a very special little bit of time we've been able to spend here with you, Mo, and we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat with little old us down here. And
well, I'm proud to talk with you, and I always my Mississippi brothers and friends and relatives, it's always good to talk out at them, you know.
Well, we'll enjoy any time you want to come down here and visit with us. The doors are always open for you.
I appreciate that, and I hope to see you soon.
All right. Once again, y'all, it's the 45th anniversary of Good Old Boys, and also we're not gonna leave it out. It's also the 45th anniversary of It's a Cheating Situation. Both of those handled by the one and only Mo Bandy. And we're not downplaying Janie Fricke or Joe Stampley on this one, but we got Mo on the phone with us. So
yeah, right.
We appreciate your time, Mo, and you have a great day, and just keep on being a good old boy.
Thank you very much, Randy. Appreciate it.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of the 1021. As always, you can follow us on Facebook at our Facebook page at the 1021. That's at THETEN21 on Facebook. And make sure you like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. And we'll talk to you next time.